Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad. We did it. We made it through. It is the end of The Expanse. I just finished up episode 5, which is the last episode in this, so we've been going episode by episode through this thing. You can go back, find all of my thoughts on each episode. So, this is what I wanted. This feels like the game I felt like I was going to get this entire time. So, I kind of feel like episode 5 took all of my critiques, complaints, criticisms, whatever you want to call them, from the past 3 episodes, really. I was pretty positive on the first, pretty positive on the third, but all of kind of my complaints, my irritations are addressed in this. It kind of fixed all of that. So again, I'm going to stay out of spoilers as much as possible, but to start off with, you are given big choices right off the bat. There are 2 or 3 really big choices in this where it is life or death. It is major implications for Drummer and the crew. And those come, I mean, the first one happens, I think, probably within 5 minutes of starting this thing, you've got your first big one. That's what I think we all expect when we play Telltale games, is we expect that level of choice in it. And it's finally here in episode 5. In addition to that, the way this one kind of plays out is Drummer is now back on her original ship. And we're actually interacting with characters again. One of my complaints from prior episodes was that it's a lot of abandoned ships and talking over radio. This is all face-to-face interaction throughout the whole thing. There are very few moments where you're not in the room with another character, and very few moments where those 2 characters or 3 characters or 4 characters aren't interacting in some way, shape, or form. Which again, when I think Deck 9, that's what I'm thinking is I want my characters interacting. I want these relationships being built. It's here. You get dialogue choices that come up there again. There's never probably more than 4 or 5 minutes where you're not given some form of dialogue choice. Some of these are very weighty. There's a couple that kind of very clearly influence the direction Drummer is going with these conversations. And again, there are some that kind of feel a little more throwaway. But a lot of these things did feel, you felt that weight, I feel like, that we didn't get in the prior episodes. You even get some of that tense gameplay where it's, okay, L2, R2, circle. And you get those types of things where it's like, okay, if I fail this, something bad is going to happen. I think a lot of times you get kind of the like, oh, if I do this, then Drummer's going to get hurt. It's just going to give me a game over and we'll reload. This felt like if I messed up, okay, there's potential that maybe somebody dies, maybe something different happens, because obviously with this being a prequel, we know Drummer makes it out. Like I mentioned, you finally get these character interactions. So kind of the big thing with this, and again, it kind of mirrors episode 1 in a way, is you're now back on the ship and you're kind of reconnecting with your old or with your original crew, kind of trying to almost collect them as you go. So you run into Virgil and you kind of got to talk Virgil through what's going on and where he is and how he's standing in this thing. You meet up with Khan, who of course is brash like she's always been, and you have some things going with there. So you kind of get to go through and you get to meet all these characters again. As much as I felt like I didn't connect with these characters, I did have a couple moments with a few of them where I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? I do like that character. I don't feel like I got enough of them, but I do feel like I liked that character enough, which I didn't feel like I had as I was playing through it, but kind of having this, knowing this is the finale of it, I do feel like I kind of did still have that connection, which almost shocked me a little bit when I was like, oh man, I hope this person doesn't die. Oh man, I really do want to take care of them. And it's just because there was such little time spent with these characters, it did shock me a little bit that I had that feeling. So when we come to the end, again, no spoilers here, it did feel very abrupt in my mind. It's kind of one of those where it's like, you did the thing, credits. I kind of wanted more of like a moment of celebration with who I had left, like a moment of like, you and these 3 characters that lived, or these 2 characters that lived, like you're all hanging out and yay, we did it. You do get a little bit of that with the final scene, which really sets up where Drummer is at the beginning of the books, TV series, depending on which one you're more into. We get right kind of, there's definitely a room if you wanted to kind of put a little bit more in there, but she's getting contacted to go and kind of join in with where she is at the beginning of the series. So we do kind of get that almost butting up to the series there with Drummer. So because this is the final episode, I do want to just kind of quick summarize my general thoughts on this thing here. Just kind of the total package, all 5 episodes. Again, you can kind of hear individual splices here, but just when I finished it, these were kind of the few things that kind of stuck in my brain as to my thoughts on this game as a total package. First of all, Drummer is a phenomenal lead. When they announced this, I was like, okay, I like Drummer, but I don't know if she's like the character that I would have picked, but kind of going through this, it's like, oh no, Drummer's great. I love Drummer. More Drummer. And I think that's really what kind of carried me through some of those episodes I didn't care for. It's just like, okay, you know what? If nothing else, I'm invested in Drummer. I'm invested in her story. So I think she was a great choice. I think she makes a great lead. She's an easy character to kind of role play as. I think you kind of know, you know, allegiance to the OPA, the best for all belters, kind of the things that she stands for, which I think really makes her a solid character to have in this as your lead, because it kind of pushes you, I think, in the direction of decisions that you feel like she would make really well. More Expanse, I think, is good. I really just love this whole universe, book series, whatever you want to go with. I did feel like it was a little weird that there was really nothing speaking to anything bigger than just here's more of Drummer's backstory. I don't feel like we got this big juicy piece of information about, ooh, what was really going on with the Canterbury? What was really going on with some of the proto-molecule? What was really going on with some of this? And there were hints and things, and you got a little bit of a clearer picture of the solar system in this time period, but I guess I kind of expected there to be a little bit of a bigger thing. And again, maybe that's that side piece thing written by this company versus something directly coming from the original authors of the story. I do think there's good here. I feel like I was kind of down on a lot of episodes as we went through here. There is definitely good here. And one of my most anticipated things, and I've mentioned, I think, probably in almost every one, is this 2-week window, almost television series release style. I love the concept. I don't think this was the game for it. I really do feel like that hurt it. And I think that it'd be clear to see what's good here if you played through the thing 1 through 5, just in one, well, probably not one sitting, maybe 2 or 3 sittings. So it's about probably total maybe 5 hours-ish. So 2 or 3 sittings, I think you'd get a much better feel for this, just because I feel like there were full episodes that were kind of lulls. Whereas if, okay, I sat down, I played episode 1, through maybe half of 2, and I'm like, okay, I'm just slowing down a little bit. But then I picked it up halfway through 2, and I get all the way to 4. I'm like, okay, that was good, and I play through 4 till the end. There's kind of a better way to splice this out, I think, than what it was done. There wasn't quite enough juicy story here for me to go like, oh, okay, cliffhanger. Like, oh man, just have that constant in my head of like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then by the time, because I didn't quite have that huge hook with it, by the time the next one would come back, I'd have to go, okay, let's sit down. Let's think, oh yeah, that's right. We did this, we did that, we did that. Now Drummer's here. Oh yeah, she's with this person. I really feel like if you kind of pushed it all together, you'd have a much more positive feeling coming out of it. But ultimately, I really do feel like there were highs and there were lows. And I think the segmented structure in which I played it, I think made those lows kind of stick out. And I was kind of like, oh yeah, that's right, this is Expanse week. Like, okay, yep, let's see what's going to happen, versus kind of getting that, oh, here we go. Where's Drummer going? What's going to happen? What's happening with Khan? What's happening with Maya? Ooh, those pirates were coming. I didn't ever feel that. And I think that's kind of what knocks it down in my book a little bit, is just the way that I played it. I'd be really genuinely curious to know how people feel if they sat down and just kind of played it in one go, because I do feel like it's more tailored to that with the way the game's structured. But there is one more bonus episode coming. We'll talk through that one when that comes out. I don't think there's a date or anything on that yet, but there is a bonus episode coming soon sometime. I think they said by the end of the year. We'll be back for that. Otherwise, we are Workforce Gaming. We try to put new videos up every Monday. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. We'll see you later.